It's Window Nation's semi-annual sale, and it's a big deal. Right now, get 50% off all windows along with no interest for 5 years plus bonus savings when you schedule a consult today. If your windows leak, get foggy or hot, or you're paying high utility bills, that's a big deal. With Window Nation's semi-annual sale, you can replace your windows and save a big deal too. Schedule a no-obligation in-home estimate now. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That's right, it is Go Birds Radio, presented by Parks Casino and Sportsbook. Bit of a auspicious beginning to the show there.
Good way to kick off Dallas Week, but that's first, right.
But first,
my man Mosh, hit him. James. Happy birthday, my man. Happy birthday.
Thanks, buddy.
Happy birthday.
You and Mosh getting together.
Inspiring, yeah.
I love it.
The big 21, man. How's it feel?
I can finally drink.
You can finally drink, yeah.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
I guess like times two.
Yeah.
Full credit to Elliot. It was his idea. That's, happy birthday, James.
Thanks, buddy. Very cool. I really appreciate it. It is it's honestly no joke. You know, you only turn 40 once. It's certainly...
Well, you turn only every age once.
It's true. It's a big one, as they say. Certainly a lot of implications.
How's it feel?
It feels different.
Yeah.
It feels good. Look, here's honestly from the bottom of my heart, like, if I could do any one thing on my 40th birthday, be anywhere, it would be right here. It's the opportunity to host a show on WIP on my 40th birthday with my best bud. Like, this is a really cool thing, and I appreciate everyone giving me the opportunity.
Well, if the perfect way to start the show is not saying happy birthday to you, it is Dallas Week. So I know the other way that only you would want to start the show.
Dallas sucks.
There it is.
Thank you very much. Suck. Dallas sucks so
there
hard.
It is.
And let's get into it. And thank you, Elliot. And thank you, everyone who's wished me happy birthday on social media and all that stuff. I cannot tell you how much I appreciate it. It's way too kind. Way too kind. All right, let's get into it because it is Dallas Week, man.
It is.
It is honestly a big game. I know it's only the third week of the season.
Yeah.
There's no must-win, can't-lose stuff this early in the season, but it does feel like this game, Elliot, has the potential to be a kind of pivot point game. When you look at the schedule coming up with Kansas City and a 3-0 Panthers team and Tampa Bay, and you know it gets a little scary when you look past this Cowboys game to say, all right, if they don't win on Monday night, it could get ugly potentially.
So you said there's no must-win game in week three or can't-lose or whatever, however you want to put it. I don't know, man.
If
you are a consistent Go Birds listener, you know all offseason, me and you have debated what's going to happen with this team, right? And I have said, I think they're going to win the division. I think they're better than people think. And in week one, I looked right. Week two, not so much. But here's what I would say. Being around the team consistently, you know, since training camp started, man, this is a big one. Like, this is one they have got to have. Because if you go to Dallas on Monday night and lose. Now, look, if it's competitive, like, you could, you know, splice it different ways. But I think going into that environment is going to be very tough for Sirianni and Jalen Hurts. I think like the Cowboys are playing really well right now. They've played two really good teams. The Eagles have played, in my opinion, one bad team and one okay team. We disagree on the Niners. But regardless, the Dallas has played better competition. But if you lose this game, you're 1-2. Then you have the Chiefs. You know, who knows? But you're 1-3, mm-hmm. more than likely. At Carolina, who is undefeated, you know, they're going to be without McCaffrey probably. But still, that looks like a tough game. Then you have, you know, the Bucs, right, on a short schedule. Now, you get them coming off the Patriots, so who knows?
It's not. They're coming off Miami. I thought they were coming
off
the
Patriots. No, I think they're coming off the – you're positive?
I looked it up this week. Wow. I think – I can't remember who said it, but someone
– I've said it multiple times.
Yeah,
I guess
they
I was
are
wrong
not.
About that.
I thought so, too. It's actually off of Miami they're okay. coming off of. But still a short week coming into Philly.
So that's a loss.
Thursday.
I mean – so, like, I mean, if – in all seriousness, if you lose tomorrow – you could potentially drop to like 1-5. And in this division, anything's possible. Like, I think come December, the Eagles will be in the division hunt. And then you have games at home. So in that way, I don't think it's a must win just because I think Washington's bad. I think the Giants are going to be one of the five worst teams in the league. And we'll see if Dallas can keep it up. But man, they need this win. And not only do they need it from a standings perspective, if you're Sirianni and you can go in on Monday night and beat the Cowboys, that is like a foundation setter. That's like the whole team is feeling great coming off of that. You go into Dallas, right? You come off a loss, you rebound and go beat your division rival, all those things. That's something you can build off of. You probably still lose to the Chiefs and the Bucks and all those things, but at least you know, you're 2-1 and you feel better about it. But if you lose and if it's potentially ugly, like that could things could spiral. And then who knows how Sirianni handles that, right? Like Sirianni needs things for players to believe in him, to trust him on. That's why the week one win was so big. This Dallas win can be just as big, or the loss can be just as devastating. So again, like, you don't want to say must win in week three, but this is a huge game, like huge game.
Yeah, I feel the same way. You know, like we said, not must win, not must win, not must win, but it's a pretty big need to win the football game kind of game. And it's their first game in prime time, right? Nick Sirianni's first opportunity to go on the national stage, really, since the whole rock, paper, scissor, that whole thing. Ever. Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, he's been an assistant coach in those type of games before, but he is the man on a Monday night in Dallas for a massive game. Yeah, man, like this is a big game for Nick Sirianni. It's a big game for Jalen Hurts coming off, you know, the great week one performance, the less inspiring week two performance for him to go up against Dak, a quarterback who, you know, I'm sure he looks up to, a quarterback who he'd like to someday emulate and all that. That's a big spot for him, too. Man, it's a massive game, and I agree with you. I think that after 2 weeks, and I thought coming into the season, I thought Washington was going to be better than I think they are now. Defense is not as good as I thought they'd be.
Right.
And they can round into shape. I think Taylor Heineke's better than I thought he would be. But I do think there's a real chance that this Eagles-Cowboys game is one of those that we look back at the end of the season and say how that game went, the division went. Like, it is that kind of game between these two teams right now. So I'm with you. How are you feeling about the game? Because I get the sense from you.
Yeah, I know.
Someone who's been so incredibly positive, so you know, bolstered with his belief in this team. It feels like you're nervous about this one.
I don't think this is going to go well.
Oh, buddy.
Now,
what is going on here?
We recorded the pod earlier in the week, the Go Birds pod, of course, all your streaming platforms. You can go
check it out.
Yes.
Yes.
And I said I thought that this could be ugly. Now, since then, I've come down a little bit on that. You know, you look at this matchup, and no Jordan Mailata, which we'll talk about. Mm-hmm. No Brandon Graham, obviously. So, you know.
No Brandon Brooks.
So, like, arguably, you're – you know, one of your best offensive linemen and then your best edge rusher, not there. That's huge. But Dallas's lines are so bad. Like, they are so bad. No DeMarcus Lawrence. I think they have two total sacks in two games or something like that. And then their offensive line is terrible. Like, they have been really bad the first 2 weeks. Now, Dak's getting it out quickly, which kind of masks some of that. And that could be a problem on Monday night. But I still think the Eagles can have the advantage in the lines. And I also think that when you look at the Dallas, like the weapons, they're not going to have Gallup. Amari Cooper might play, but even if he does, he's not going to be 100%. So they don't have the full complement of receivers on the outside. Their secondary is not that good. So there are a lot of places where I look and say, you know what? Like, the Eagles do potentially have the advantages you need in this game. But I'm worried about Nick Sirianni in this spot. Like, we saw last week, home opener, you know, not a big spot in terms of public pressure, like, you know, national spotlight, but you know, again, he's never coached games before. So, like, almost each week is the biggest game of his career.
New,
you know, they
thing.
Keep getting
first
bigger.
Home game, first
exactly,
yeah.
yeah. And let's be real. Like, Sirianni choked. He choked in that spotlight, in that play-calling situation on the fourth down, you know, in that goal line
series,
situation.
Yep.
Right. So, I don't know how he's going to react to being in Dallas Monday night. I mean, there's not many bigger stages. Like, Monday Night Football, Dallas Cowboys, home opener. Like, they don't get much bigger than this, especially as the Eagles head coach. So, I'm worried about him. And then, let's be real, like, the Cowboys have the better quarterback. Like, Dak is better than Jalen Hurts right now. And Hurts is playing well. You know, it's not a huge mismatch, but Dak's better. So, you know, although I think they have the advantage along the lines, you know me. Like, we've talked for, you know, a while, right?
yeah. yeah.
And, I, you know, head coach quarterback is big for me. And I think they have the advantage there. So, I'm not feeling good about the game.
So while Nick Sirianni is inexperienced and has never been in this specific situation before and is coming off a bad week, we talked about it on the pod. I think we both put the lion's share of the blame for that loss last week on Nick Sirianni.
Yeah.
I think there's blame to go around, obviously, but I think Nick probably the biggest culprit, so to speak. But even still, even as an unknown, he's better than Mike McCarthy. Mike McCarthy is a horrible head coach. Mike McCarthy every week reminds you, hey, I'm not good at this. I'm a bad head coach. So I'm not too worried about the coaching mismatch. I agree. I need to see Sirianni be better coming off that spot in a big spot for him. But I also think there are a lot of things going the Eagles' way. First and foremost, the fact that everyone seems to think Dallas is going to win. I one of those times where I know this is like, I got ineffable reasons, things you can't really grab onto.
Honestly,
ethereal.
Those things matter a lot more. I mean,
everybody thinks Dallas is going to win. Like, it just feels like one of those spots where
the line's going down.
The line keeps going down, so potentially sharp money on the Eagles. The Eagles, to your point, yes, even banged up, are still significantly better in the trenches than Dallas is. I think with the injuries Dallas have, I think it kind of washes out the injuries the Eagles have. And I just think they're being kind of disrespected heading into this game. I get it.
Make good points, man, like you do. Because each week when we've previewed these games, when we previewed the season, my whole thing was the trenches. Like, that was why I believed in this team. And they still have that advantage. But I don't know. You talk about the kind of, like, non-X's and O's stuff and just, like, your gut feeling. I mean, do I trust the defense in this spot too, right? Like, the defense has played really well through two weeks, but they've not played. I mean, Jimmy Garoppolo and Matt Ryan were at one point really good quarterbacks, but at this point, Dak's a considerably better quarterback. So I don't know if the defense has it in them to keep this team under 20 points. I mean, they've held both the opponents under 20 so far. So do the Eagles have it in them to get into the high 20s? And coming off of, you know, I know they ended up with 11, but essentially a three-point performance against the Niners, I just don't know about that.
So the single biggest reason, there's one massive, most important reason why the Eagles will win on Monday night. There is no way the Philadelphia Eagles are losing the first game that they play with me as a 40-year-old against the Dallas stinking Cowboys. They will not do that to me. My team loves me enough that they will not do that to me, Elliot. I believe it.
Honestly, that does matter. Didn't they go like 4-0 after Zoe was born or something like that?
Yeah, they went on a run after Zoe was born.
So clearly your life impacts the Eagles. And I would say, you know, a lot of big things happen to you. But turning 40, I mean, you know, pretty big. Like,
pretty
obviously,
big.
Probably the biggest thing that happened to you since Zoe.
Yeah. Oh, without a doubt. Yeah.
So there we go. That is it. But yeah, no, I am. I just have a bad feeling about this game.
215-592-9494. Where do you stand going into this game on Monday night? A massive, massively important Eagles-Cowboys game. You know, if nothing else, it's exciting to watch a Monday night Eagles-Cowboys game with real implications. Because last season, like, they had some implications in those games, but it didn't really feel like there were implications because we all knew both teams were just horrendous.
Yeah, although had they won that game.
Yes,
I
know, but it was like, you know, this feels fun. Like, I'm excited for a Monday night Eagles-Cowboys game. Where do you stand? Are you nervous? Do you feel confident? 215-592-9494, Eagles-Cowboys Monday night Dallas week. Let's start out where we do every single Saturday at this time. Let's go to Abington and talk to my good buddy, Tom Tommy.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, James Seltzer, the best producer in the land.
Better than Jack
Happy
Fritz.
Happy birthday. birthday to you. What up, Elliot?
Beautiful voice, Tom. Thanks, I gotta say, you
went for
it. You didn't strike me as a singer.
I appreciate it, brother.
Yeah, you do know I sang the national anthem at the Vet before a Phillies game, don't you?
Is that a true story?
I didn't know that. Did you really?
I did.
What, you win a contest? How did this happen?
I was in the Philadelphia Archdiocesan Boy Choir.
Oh, wow. Nice. How about that?
So, yeah, as a group, we sang it. But,
nice. Okay. That's cool.
Yeah, so happy birthday, James.
Thanks, buddy. I appreciate
it. Listen, as you turn 40 here, just keep in mind, okay? Mm-hmm. In your 20s, you think you know everything. Mm-hmm. In your 30s, you realize you don't know anything. In your 40s, you start to figure things out. And then in your 50s, you just don't give a crap.
Good. I like that. I got some stuff to look forward to there, Tommy.
Yeah, jot that down. So, Eagles, Cowboys, huh? Yeah, you know, Elliot, I heard you say that the deep ball's not an issue with Hurts, but watching that game, and I'd have to go back and count, but my recollection, I saw 7 deep balls thrown by Hurts. I'd say 5 of them were underthrown.
Well, look, I mean, let's we don't have to go through all 7, but there was the 91-yarder to Quez. That was a great throw. I thought the Rager throw was a great throw. I mean, it should have been a touchdown if his foot doesn't go out of bounds. He had another one to Quez. I think it was, I don't know if you would consider this deep, but I think it was like 29 or 30 yards, which was a good one. The Devontae Smith throw, I'd be curious to hear your opinion on that. Like, I get that it was kind of underthrown, but it's also a 65-yard throw on the run. I mean, that's a tough throw. So where did you see the problems?
I saw the problem being that the ball was underthrown.
But to Devontae, I'm saying the Devontae throw, like, what was your assessment of that? Because to me, like, he does
like
play
he
action.
Slow,
he's rolling around.
He had to slow down and kind of, step back to even have a chance at the ball. So it's just something to keep an eye on, that's all.
No, look, and I agree to a certain extent, but I just think of everything we've seen of Jalen, before that game, we probably would have all agreed he does throw a great deep ball. Like, we've seen that. We saw it from him last year. We saw it from him, in the he did miss the one to Quez in the preseason. But I saw in training camp he had some nice throws deep. So I'm not concerned about that yet. I think there's other things to be concerned about with Jalen,
definitely,
like consistent accuracy and stuff. But I think his deep ball is actually one of his strengths.
It's not my biggest concern, but it's definitely something I'm going to keep an eye on for sure. Now, I told you guys my biggest issue going into this season is the lack of depth on this team.
Yeah.
So it's bad enough that Brooks is out. Now with Mailata, we got 2/5 of the line out. And the biggest problem of all, we got Dillard replacing Mailata.
It's not great, Tom. It's not great. Now, here's what I'll say. And I generally agree with you, especially on the offensive line. I'm a big believer in cohesion and continuity being the single most important factor for any offensive line. But I will say that in terms of, and Dillard, we'll see. But when he did play last year, as long as it was at left
tackle,
2 years ago, at left tackle, he was okay. He wasn't horrible. Mm-hmm. He was horrible at right tackle. He's not going to have to worry about right tackle. I'm not saying I expect him to be good, but I think there's a world where he's serviceable, where he's not a total disaster out there. And I'm a Dickerson guy. I think Dickerson's going to be fine. I think he's going to figure it out. So.
And I thought he did fine, but obviously he's a work in progress.
Sure.
I have more concerns for this week than Dickerson than I do Dillard.
Wow.
So, and I think ultimately long term I would take Dickerson, but it's really, really hard to be a rookie with no training camp and then to start one week of practice, essentially, right?
Yeah.
So I think with Dillard, to your point, when he played left tackle in 2019, he wasn't terrible. He wasn't great by any stretch, but he wasn't terrible. And then let's be real, it's easier to block for Jalen Hurts. He's smarter in the pocket than Carson was. So I think the offensive line in general will be better. So I'll be interested to see how Dillard looks blocking for a easier quarterback to block for with more experience, and then also with a better offensive coach potentially. Doug wasn't great.
Can you and I ever have a conversation where you don't take a shot at Carson Wentz? I'm just curious.
He's a huge part of this franchise still. So, yeah, he's going to come up every once in a while.
This is true. All right. So, fellas, I am concerned about Monday night, and I can't believe I'm doing this, but I am doing it. I see the Eagles
losing.
On
my birthday, Tom.
Yeah, I know. Listen, it's going to be a heartbreaker. It's going to come down to the wire. I got Dallas pulling it out 31-29.
Tommy.
Honestly, if they got 29
you,
points.
Even though you did that on my birthday, I still love you.
I apologize, and enjoy the rest of your birthday. See you, Bowers.
Thanks, pal.
So I heard Ike Reese saying this earlier in the week, and I thought it was good perspective on the game. Like, I believe they're a playoff team. So for me, it's an important game to win because if you're going to make the playoffs, you have to win these divisional games, you know, all those things.
Sure.
But if you're someone who's probably more a little bit like you that thinks they could make the playoffs but is also not expecting it and just kind of seeing what they are,
yep.
Like a 31-29 loss wouldn't be terrible. Like if they go in and put up 29 points after putting up 32 in week one and then obviously in week two we saw what happened, like that could be encouraging.
Yeah, look, I'm someone who takes the loss from last week as in a lot of ways encouraging. Like I was frustrated because I thought it was a missed opportunity.
Yeah.
And I'm frustrated with the way they lost it, but I know you and I don't see eye to eye on this, but I think San Francisco is a damn good football
team.
Well coached, they execute, they're disciplined, and they're talented. Like I think when we look back on the season, San Francisco is going to be a playoff team and a very good team. We're going to say, oh, they hung with a good team that week. And that's not, you know, we're not throwing a parade for that. But
well, they didn't just hang with them. I mean,
they should have won the game.
They should have won
or
the game.
Could have at least won the game. So I'm going to look back on that way. But it is a great point. Look, I think, you know, for me as someone, again, who is not expecting them to make the playoffs, and thus if they do not make the playoffs, then I won't be upset or disappointed. I want them to. Now that I see they're better than I thought they'd be, now I'm like, all right, like let's go for this thing. But at the same time, like I agree with you. If they come out and they show up in a big spot and play good football and are in the game and it's a competitive, hard fight, I'm not going to come out disappointed. Like, I'll be bummed they lost, but there will be good things to take away from it. 215-592-9494. Where do you stand on Eagles-Cowboys Monday night? Just a massive, massive game. Are you nervous about it, or are you feeling confident about heading in to Dallas? We are going to roll as many calls as we can today, get to as many people as we can. Again, 215-592-9494. And let me remind you that nothing is like the home teams, nothing like the Birds, pro football and college football. And for all this, we go with our home team for sports betting at the Parks Casino Sportsbook app. They're based right here in Pennsylvania. The Parks Sportsbook app is the home team. The only sportsbook that we here at Go Birds recommend. With gridiron action back in the Parks Casino Sportsbook, it gives you the home field advantage. So many different ways to bet. Live in-game play-by-play betting lets you bet on the game action as it happens. It is a wild ride. You can bet on player performances, halftime score, rushing yards, who scores first, and so much more. It has easy deposits, great odds, and outstanding customer service. And more than anything, we're going to be watching these games anyway. We're sitting there watching football all day tomorrow, Monday night. Why not have a little action on these games? It's so much more fun. You're so much more invested. And, of course, Monday night, Philadelphia is a big one, and it's always fun to throw a few shekels on those games as well. Here's the deal. For new customers only, if you sign up right now, you get a free $50 sportsbook bet for a limited time with no deposit required. It is an amazing deal. You do not have to put in any money in your account, and they just gift you $50. Download the app in the App Store. Go to parkscasino.com/PA. The website has all the details. This is a limited time offer for new customers only. A free $50 sports bet with no deposit required. And I'm sure you would agree, what could fit more perfectly than to have a world party on the day you came to be. Happy birthday to you. Go Birds Radio, presented by Parks Casino and Sportsbook.
I'm guessing there's going to be a theme in the
Moshe Kravitz, the ones and twos. Can't go wrong with Stevie, man. Anytime, anywhere, I'm in.
I recognize that song.
Look at you.
I didn't know it was Stevie Wonder, but I did recognize it.
215-592-9494. Where do you stand on Eagles-Cowboys Monday night? Really a big game for a week three game.
Yeah.
More implications for a week three game than I remember in a while, for sure.
Well, not just in the standings. I mean, this is big for Nick Sirianni. Like, this is a guy that's trying to build a culture down there. He's trying to get guys to believe in him. And I think guys like Sirianni, but you just can't believe in a head coach fully until you go through games with him and you see that he's a good coach. I mean, look, if you're an offensive player and you're coming off that Niners game, like, obviously I'm sure you hold within yourself responsibility for the fact that they didn't score first and goal from the one. So I'm not saying they blame Sirianni, but like, I don't know. I mean, what are players saying? Like, why do we call that Philly special, right? Like, what a weird play call. Why are we not sneaking it with Jalen? Like, so there are moments in any head coach's tenure when he's new where, like, there's tests that were to get players to believe in you. And I think Monday night at Dallas is a big one. Like, if they go and they win, then the beat Dallas shirt doesn't look as silly. Yeah. Putting all these shirts in everyone's locker, you know, doing a whole montage of Dallas moments. Like, that doesn't look as silly if you go out and you win. But if you go out and you lose and you come up small in the moment, that's where, you know, potentially things could start spiraling out of control.
215-592-9494. Where do you stand on this huge game on Monday night? Eagles, Cowboys, 215-592-9494. I look on the board, making his Go Birds debut, one of my best friends in the world. Let's talk to Tommy. Hey, pal.
Yeah, buddy, Go Birds debut. This feels great. I'm loving it, bud.
Happy birthday, Jim.
Oh, Chloe, too. What up, Chloe?
I'm too.
Oh, this
radio
is awesome.
Radio debut for your birthday.
You guys are the best. These are my friends, Tommy and Chloe. Thanks for calling in, guys. Awesome.
Yeah. So, yep. Hey, Elliot, we've never met, man. I'm a huge fan.
Appreciate it.
But as you can imagine, you got it, man. I got to spend my time here roasting the birthday boy, Jim.
Well, that's really what today's about. So, you know, yeah. Go for it.
Everything you got else it. Is and secondary.
Elliot, like I said, man, I'm a big fan other than your music takes. We got to talk about that.
Well, but I've been trying to educate James on music. You know, Queens has more hits than the Beatles, those type of things. But it'll take time. Hopefully another 40 years to educate him on it.
You're killing me, Elliot. Hey, also, Elliot, about two Thursdays ago, it was NFL opening night. But So, you know, James is my neighbor. We get together once a week or so and watch some sports.
Yeah.
So he gets a FaceTime. He looks down at his phone and smiles, looks at me, and he says, let me take this quick. And dude, you're at a wedding, and you're just calling him to tell him you love him. You sound like you might have had a cocktail, but it was awesome, dude.
Bit.
I love the love.
Well, James is the man. You know that. You live around the corner from him. I mean, it sounds like you've known him for a while. But, yeah, I mean, how can you not be happy when you're around James? Like, I'm at a wedding. I'm happy. I'm like, who's going to make me even happier? I got to call my guy. So glad you got to witness that, I guess.
That is so on brand. And, yeah, I'll, you know, with some limited time here, I'll keep this short. So I had never met James at all. I won one of those contests for the midday show. This was like 3.5 years ago at this point.
Yeah.
Go to the Flyers game and, you know, just meet him and strike up a conversation. And for the most part, we talked about fish because I'm also a diehard fish fan.
So more bad music from you guys, but yeah.
Oh, earlier. So, yeah, we, you know, talked a lot of fish. I went to another game after another call-in, and I was like, yeah, I just moved. And he was like, cool, where'd you move to? And I gave him my address, and he's like, dude, that's a block away from me. So, yeah, so since then, you know, James and I get together for, you know, a game or so once a week. His wife, Emily, is the sweetest thing ever. His daughter
Absolutely.
Is just a pure joy. So, dude, we love the Seltzers. James, I'm so happy to have become your friend. I love you, man. It's awesome to be on with you right now. But party on, James. I love you, brother.
Thanks, buddy. I'll see you later.
You got it.
All
cool.
Right.
Take
love
care,
you,
guys.
Love you, Chloe. Love you, Tommy.
Happy birthday.
Thanks, guys. Look at this. This is just
Who thought this would overtake Dallas?
I'm like ear to ear right now, as you can see. Just... I'm a love guy. What can I say? I love love.
Well,
man.
You know our that you know, the show loves love.
We
so.
Love love.
Glad they were able to
come. We are a pro love show.
Yes,
here.
Absolutely.
215-592-9494. Let's keep it rolling with the love. Let's go to Florida and talk to Grimy. How you been, Grimy?
My boys, how you? Oh, hold on. Let me get this out of the way real quick.
Oh, it's been a while.
It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Happy birthday, Go Birds. Happy birthday, Dallas.
Yes.
James' favorite version of that song.
That's the
right
best
there.
Version I've ever heard, my friend. Well, that hey, and the man, one my daughter sang to me.
Oh, I got that, bro. Listen, I want to get two quick points of the game out of the way and one little sidebar. One, love you guys' podcast. You guys are the best in the business. Love
Thanks,
y'all.
Man.
About a game, like, you know, I understand, okay, Dallas got the better quarterback. You know, Dallas has the better offensive weapons. You know, defense, this and the other. But, I mean, everyone's forgetting one thing. Nobody knows us. We don't know us.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know my team. No one knows our team yet. No one knows our coach. No one knows what happens when they get in these positions.
Yeah.
And especially a prime time game. So let's, like, beware the underdogs is what I'm trying to tell you, man.
Yeah.
I that's something that's real serious. I'm not saying I'm going to the game super confident. But, dude, no one knows us. And if I don't know our team, nobody knows our team.
Well, and the good part of that, too, real quick, is they've obviously shown two games of stuff. But it's very easy for them to switch it up. You know, like, I mean, when you don't have a track record and people only have two games to go off of, that's all they have. So, like, the Cowboys are going to look at these two games and try to guess what the Eagles will be. But they have a very good ability to, you know, bring out that counterpunch and do something either different on defense, do something different on offense, you know, those type of things. So I agree that, like, in that way, the Eagles have the advantage going into the game.
Yeah, man, and to be honest, man, it's easy to go into this game anxious or worried or positive. I'm not, and I can honestly say this, man. I've been battling this, but I'm really not feeling no type of way about it. I'm ready to just watch a damn game and have some fun because at the end of the day, what do we expect this year, man? What do we expect? You know what I mean?
Well,
let's just have fun.
I thought they would make the playoffs.
It.
And they still could.
Okay, well you also, we're going to leave that alone for now. We're going to keep it positive on Elliot, on Jimmy's birthday.
Yes.
And one last thing. I might be kind of an idiot, but if you remember me, I called back last before the Super Bowl.
Oh, I remember.
We talked about how I won a lot of money off that game.
Yes.
I just said, you know what? $50. Okay. $50 for the Eagles to win the Super Bowl wins me $4,000. Mm. It's Jimmy's 40th birthday. Add 2 zeros. That's $4,000. Let's
go. Good karma,
baby.
Grimy. I love it, brother. Yeah, thanks for calling, man. Always a pleasure, man. Keep them coming, man.
I mean, the nice thing about something like that is you open the Parks app, you place the bet.
Yep.
Like, if they make the playoffs, you could potentially cash that out for, I don't want to say $1,000, but if you, what do you say you win, $4,000?
$4,000, who knows?
So 25%? Yeah. I mean, now, the question is, if you own that ticket and the Eagles make the playoffs, are you cashing out?
I don't think you can. I think you got to ride it.
I don't know, man, $1,000.
Oh, it's a tough one. 215-592-9494. Let's keep the love train rolling. Talk to my brother, Darren in South Philly. Hey, D.
Happy birthday, bro!
Thanks, buddy.
Very nice.
What's up, Ryan?
Very nice. What up, man? What up? I figured you would call today. You're top of the list of Gotta Wish James Happy Birthday.
It wouldn't be my birthday if Darren in South Philly didn't call me.
Let me state this for the record. I've already done so. But, you know, on air, got to give him public love because he deserves it. The best producer on planet Earth.
Absolutely.
And he has to deal with you and Joe. So, I mean, that's just that. Wow. I guess that's him paying his
At least sentence. We can educate him, but, of course, you know.
I mean, I can't not with music because this whole thing, the whatever you said, more hits than the Beatles.
Queen has more hits than the Beatles.
Yeah. No, I don't care.
I never hear Beatles songs on, like, you know, at sporting events. Like, you know, I mean, look, they might have more number ones for
goodness.
Sure, but yeah, I mean, it's my take. I'm standing by it.
Elliot, this is why so on brand. Dallas sucks, and I don't see why everybody's so worried. For once this year, there's no way Dallas does not lose this game.
Wow.
I'm sorry, other way around. The Eagles are winning this game. Dallas is losing. And I said 5 touchdowns for Jalen, and I was off, and I thought we were going good last week.
Mm-hmm.
I would be surprised if he runs for $150, throws for 300, and, you know, we win 42-17.
Okay.
I love it. Dallas isn't that good, and Mike McCarthy.
But they've looked good the first
coach.
2 weeks.
Just another.
You don't think they've looked good
Jason
the first
2 weeks?
You don't think they've looked good the first 2 weeks? They almost beat Tampa.
And Dallas?
They went into Tampa and almost won that game. Then they went into LA and almost beat the Chargers.
Oh, they beat the Chargers.
Did beat the Chargers.
They almost blew that game in LA because they had poor clock management. Reminded me of, you know, early years of Andy Reid and Doug Peterson. And the Tampa game, everybody and their mother knows you don't give Thomas Brady, you know, a minute and some change. You run the ball down more. That was there. So the coaching is going to come into play. And at this point, I can't believe I'm saying this. I trust Nick more than I trust Mike McCarthy, hands down, period. And if it comes down to a coaching situation, the Eagles have the edge, and that's going to help us win. So go Birds. Dang. And happy birthday, brother.
Thanks, brother. Go Birds. I love it.
I mean, look, a week ago, I would have agreed with that. But I have to be honest, and seeing what Sirianni did in that goal line situation, now, you know, things play a role into it. There's execution things, all that stuff. But, like, those were bad play calls, in my opinion. They were not the right ones. And it shook, to a certain degree, like, my faith in him. Because his whole thing, the whole hesitation about him coming in was if he could call plays. And week 2 was bad. It was bad.
Yeah.
And,
yeah. I think I expected that more than you. And I said on shows heading in, I'm like, Nick Sirianni is going to cost them games this year. Maybe more than one, but certainly there will be a moment this year we look at a game and say, that guy cost them the game, because that's what happens. You need reps. You need experience. You need to be in these situations. You need to understand. And I think it's going to take time to figure that stuff out. Or he might be a bad play caller. Like, it could go,
right,
either,
could go
way.
Either way.
He might not have a counterpunch. But
going into last season, so, you know, 2020, I thought McCarthy was a great hire for the Cowboys. Hand up. I've been wrong about that, right? But I'll ask you this, because you are not high on McCarthy. Who would you rather have tomorrow or Monday night?
Sirianni. But
okay.
I
would too.
But it's as much unknown as, because I know McCarthy's bad. So 215-592-9494. Very cool on my birthday show. All my friends who never call the show are making their Go Birds debuts.
Nice.
And this one is very cool. My friend Carrie, one of my best friends, We text every day, all the time, and text about this show all the time.
Starting to get jealous.
Yeah. She is definitely disagrees with you about a lot of things.
Nice.
So we'll give her a chance to do that live. Yeah. Finally call it in. Carrie, how are you?
I'm good, James. How are you?
I'm better now. This is so cool. Thanks for calling.
No problem. Happy birthday, my man.
Thanks, Care. Thanks. How you doing? What's on your mind?
Well, as much as it pains me and you just sort of buried the lead with me disagreeing with Elliot, I actually have to agree with him this week.
I figured that's why I thought it'd be funny. I'm like, the first time you call in is the time Elliot's picking the Cowboys, and you're like, oh, yeah, like I'm actually on his side this week.
Well, here's a good thing, Carrie. We can both agree James is the man. So we can start on that, and then we'll go from there.
Right, right. And I agree with you, Elliot. I have concerns about this game.
Yeah.
I know the defenses look pretty good the last couple of weeks, but they also played two offenses that played inept or below.
Yeah, I mean, Garoppolo missed a lot of throws. Yeah.
Yep. So we'll see how it goes. But the main reason I called was just to wish James a happy birthday.
Carrie, you made my day.
And,
nice.
Well,
do you want to make a pick for the game,
you.
Or do you want to make a pick for the game?
Oh, Dallas is probably
going to
win a cover.
So, Carrie, to give everyone an idea where Carrie's at, Carrie is like, as pessimistic as I was coming into the season, Carrie was like outflanking
even
me.
Even worse.
She's like, you're way too optimistic about this team.
Wow.
So, yeah. Yeah.
So she must have really disagreed with me.
Yeah, oh, big time.
Yeah.
Big time. Yeah. So,
in fact, I think I called last week wild proclamations without any basis in fact. So.
Okay. Well, we shall see who ends up being correct. It sounds like this week we're both thinking they're not going to win, but in the long run, we'll find
out.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
Well, it was nice to talk to you.
Thanks for calling me.
Thank you.
It was awesome. Seriously.
Okay. Bye-bye.
It is interesting how, you know, we talked a lot this offseason about how fans feel about the team and that type of stuff. Like, so far, I mean, you know, you figure Tom picked them to lose. Darren, I guess, picked him to win. Carrie picks him to lose. Like, there's not many weeks going into Dallas where
I know, and that's part
people
of,
call in and pick them
and
to lose.
And that's part of the weird feel about this is it does feel, especially with the week before, how much optimism there was. And then a game against a good team that you lose, it's a hard-fought game that you could have won. Like, it does feel like there, a lot of people are kind of being like, oh, they're not going to beat Dallas.
Well, I think
Why not?
Well, I think there's a lot of reasons they could potentially lose this game. But I think the way the offense struggled last week is probably why. People are skeptical.
215-592-9494. Where do you stand on this Dallas Eagles game coming up on Monday night? Are you nervous? Are you concerned? Or do you think the Eagles can go in there and win on Monday night? And hey, if you're one of my best friends and you've never called the show,
Now's the day. Or
call
even just
him.
One of your okay friends.
Yeah. Hey, if you're my friend, call him. We love
him. Or enemy. That'd be fun too.
Hey, anybody who wants to call the show.
Yes, absolutely.
The show.
There's no way James has any enemies.
Very
He's
true.
Too
That's
nice a of a
point.
Person. Everybody loves James.
I have one enemy, and it is a recent enemy.
Ooh.
His name's Ben Simmons.
Oh,
that is
what
enemy.
You call a tease,
yes,
right?
Yes, that is my enemy. 215-592-9494. It's Elliot and James. It's Go Birds Radio. We're coming right back. The Beatles. You're damn right, Mark. Go Birds.
I'm sure Queen has a great birthday rendition song.
It's Go Birds Radio, presented by Parks Casino and Sportsbook. Love this one. This is my go-to happy birthday.
It is. It is probably the best version.
It's a good one. Well, you know why? It's the Beatles.
Well, the Stevie Wonder one was good too.
It's great.
But that one is very good.
Yeah, see? Look at that. Who knew?
I'm not saying the Beatles are bad.
The Beatles
I'm just
did
saying
something good ones, according to Nolan.
I think Queen has more hits.
We're not doing this on my
birthday. I know we're not. I know we're not.
215-592-9494. It's because we're talking Eagles Cowboys and a massive, massive, important Eagles Cowboys game. Coming up, we'll get to the Mailata injury and Elliot's opinion of potentially how long Mailata might be out and how big a deal it is. We'll get to that. First, let's go back to the phones and talk to my guy, my man, Black Gritty. Yo,
Part-time Parks, you came to work today. I appreciate that.
Yeah, you know, I figured on his birthday, I might as well.
He's flying to Dallas tomorrow. It was a great move by him.
Yeah.
Do me a favor, kick the old man for him. I know he likes to sleep during segments now that he's 40.
I know
he likes to take them naps during the segments. Got to wake him up. You know, make sure you're on time for the old man. You know what I'm saying?
You know what's funny? I told someone this week it was James' birthday on Saturday. I was like, yeah, he's turning 40. They were floored. They were like, I cannot believe James is 40. I'm like, yeah, me neither.
Because you think Joy would have him like Benjamin Button. He should be in reverse. He's so happy.
That's
I would think he's like 22 or something. Like he just
I know.
His life
getting
is
younger day by day.
Yeah. Happy birthday, baby mama. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
And so we need to get this George W. for your birthday.
Yes, the Cowboys are
not at full strength.
Okay? I mean, you can't lose my first game in my 40s to the Cowboys.
Of all teams, yeah.
Right now, we need to beat them. I know the understanding, everything is logical, what you're saying. Right now, their offense, they have nobody to throw the ball to. So if they get
they still have CeeDee Lamb.
At least it's one versus three.
Yeah.
I think
Amari Cooper is going to play. Now, maybe he's not 100%, but, you know. I mean,
when he's not 100%, he doesn't play well. That's why we beat them the last couple
That's a good point.
That's true. As far as it goes, Cooper is not someone who's tough through injuries, it seems.
That's a good point.
He does not fight through it. So right now, I need this George W., like, for real, because they're dinged up in a way that we can steal it and take advantage of it. I know Sirianni's young and wet behind the ears and all that kind of stuff, but, dude, you wore that T-shirt. You get this George W. right now while they are weakened, okay? And I don't think that the Cowboys are juggernauts by any means. I mean, they're still going to flop and flounder if they even make it to the playoffs, but we right now need to go in there and steal this one on Monday night, which will go ways away of boosting people's confidence, because I had us at 1-5 the first month of the season anyway, but we look a little bit better than I thought we would, so hopefully we can steal this game because we need it. We need it. Elliot, I dislike when you make sense because I feel like there's something wrong with the world. Like there might be a meteor coming towards the planet or something like that.
I try every once in a while.
But today you're making a lot of sense. Mm. And again, happy birthday to one of the best human beings on the planet. And for his birthday, Elliot, I suggest you hook him up with your hairstylist, because I know you out there looking fancy free.
Always.
Elliot looks good, man. Yeah, yeah. I couldn't even if I had a stylist.
I don't think James would put
assist.
The time and effort into the hair.
Look, it ain't about him taking the time and effort. It's about his birthday. You take him out for his birthday, and that's what you get him. That old man, grown man haircut you got, because you got a haircut from the 50s. Looking like Bill the camera if he still had a good head of hair. Okay, get it done.
All right, I'll get it done.
And as always, Go
Birds! Love you. You're the best. Yeah. Elliot did actually. So Elliot, a very thoughtful, fun gift. I have told recently, Elliot, that I've been obsessed with voodoo potato chips. I've been I can't get enough of them. I've been buying them here at work, and I've been having like a pack a day. So Elliot, Mosh, you can see this. Elliot bought every pack of voodoo potato chips in the store that he
at a Wawa. Yeah, on my way in, I stopped and bought every bag in the store.
So. Yeah, I came in and I saw you guys were out in the cafe area, and I was like, why does James have so many potato chips? Yep. Like, is he going to a party later?
Well, it's funny, when I checked out, the woman was like, oh, you like voodoo chips? And I was like, well, it's for a party. It was not completely true, but I had to lie, you know. It was tough to explain quickly at the register.
215-592.
You're in Chips Anonymous.
Yeah, exactly.
9494. Let's go to California and talk to Chris. Hey, Chris.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's going on, man?
I am a original BGN listener.
Whoa! Oh, my goodness, Chris.
Yeah.
So
usually the first thing I do on Monday is listen to you guys, but, you know, happy birthday. I wanted to call
in. Thank you so much, man. Like, I appreciate you. Seriously, thank you so much, man.
I'm glad you got me on before Mad Mike, because I wanted to make clear that the defensive line is not better without Brandon Graham.
Yes, please. Mike and I have an understanding. He will not rip Brandon Graham in my presence anymore.
Well, what's interesting about the Brandon Graham thing is I think obviously people understand that it's a big loss, but I think over time it's going to really show how big of a loss it is. And I think a lot of the talk about Brandon is as a leader, you lose him, and that's true. It matters, but he was their best defensive end by a wide margin. Like, Josh Sweat's good, Derek Barnett's good, but Brandon Graham, excellent against the run, consistently gets after the passer. Like, it's a really big loss for them.
Won us the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I mean, they made the biggest play in the history of the franchise.
Yeah.
Literally.
So, I wanted to say two things. I know you guys talked to Tom about mechanics, right, or what you saw on underthrow. So, the first thing I saw when I saw that was, if you look at his like elbow, man, it's way above his head. Mm-hmm. He's not throwing off the ground. He's throwing all arm. And when he does that, he's not going to be able to get the ball deep. You look at the greatest passers of all time, you know, your Steve Youngs, your Favre's, your Elway's, your Dan Marino.
Nick Foles, right.
Yeah. Nick Foles. I mean, their elbows are close. So they're throwing with a lot of body power, a lot off the ground. And I think that someone needs to work with Jalen to make sure that he can develop that power to get the ball downfield in front of his receivers, because he's going to get picked if he keeps throwing behind them all the time, especially on those deep long balls.
Well, the mechanics is a great point, because Jalen is not I mean, he lifts all the time. Like, he's very strong. So it's not an arm strength thing. You're right, it's mechanics. And on that throw especially, and again, I maintain that was a very long throw. So I don't know how many quarterbacks could have made that throw. But he also, like, kind of jumps on the throw when he does it. So his mechanics were all kind of a mess on that pass.
His body's going up.
And yeah, exactly.
Power. And you're right, because if you look at that touchdown he had week one, you know, when he – I forgot who he threw it to. Like,
Goddard.
Yeah, Goddard. That was all arm strength. And that's fine,
right,
because it's short.
Yeah, well, arm strength matters way more than just throwing it deep. Like, you know, arm strength matters about getting it in there quickly, getting it to the sidelines. And he can definitely do those things.
Yeah. So anyway, I know you guys want picks for this. I don't know what's going to happen on Monday, but one thing I would say is that I think maybe the division's going to be decided on Monday's game.
Mm.
Back in 13 weeks, this will be the turning point on.
It might be, Chris. Like, I, you know, obviously it's hard to say that now and predict it, but it could be. Like, that's why I said at the top of the show, this could be a game that we look back at and say, you know, it was a pivot point for the season.
Yeah.
Well, what's interesting is the website 538, you know, they'll have their, like, weekly updates. They have the Eagles with a better chance of making the playoffs, I think, only behind the Cowboys, ahead of Washington and the Giants, and they're second to win the division. If they win this game, they're going to be favorites. Like, if you go into Dallas and you win on Monday night, you're division favorites.
It's crazy. Yeah.
I just feel like it's going to be the end of the season. We're going to be 1-1 with Dallas, close records, and, you know, something like that's going to happen. So, anyway, you guys rock.
Chris, you rock, man.
For having the best Eagles podcast.
Oh.
And happy birthday, bro.
Thanks, man. Thanks for the support, Chris. I can't tell you how much it means to us. Seriously, thank you.
The tough thing, though, is that because of the schedule after this game, like, it'll be a huge game for all the reasons we've talked about, but then you play the Chiefs, you know, and, look, anything can happen, but you're probably losing that game. So this is big in the standings, and it's big for not, like, embarrassing yourself on a national stage. I don't know if this will be a turning point because it's just so tough to
the
next three.
I think the worry is that it could be a snowball thing. You
well, it's
know,
more like preventing it. Like,
right.
I think you're,
my point is if you lose this one, you're really setting yourself up to
100%.
Win games that you might not be able to win.
Right.
Type of thing, you know? 215-592-9494. Coming up next, we will get to calls. I'll run calls. I apologize. I'm trying to get to as many as I can. I want to talk to as many people as I can today. 215-592-9494. Plus, I mentioned it before, we'll get Elliot's thoughts on how big this Mailata injury is. All we know right now is he's out this week, and as of now, not being put on IR. What does Elliot think? Elliot's covered this team for a decade, essentially. So, like,
which is also crazy.
Yeah, which is also crazy. But, you know, he's been around a lot of these injuries, a lot of these injuries to offensive linemen. I want to see what Elliot thinks about the long-term impact, short-term and long-term impact of the Mailata injury. And, again, I will be running your calls next, 215-592-9494. It's Elliot. It's James. And let me again remind you that there's nothing like the home teams, nothing like the Birds, pro football and college football. And we go with the home team for our sports betting at the Parks Casino Sportsbook app. They're based right here in Pennsylvania, and the Parks Sportsbook app is the home team. They're the only sportsbook app that we here at Go Birds recommend. With Gridiron Action back, the Parks Casino Sportsbook gives you the home field advantage. So many different ways to bet. Live in-game play-by-play betting lets you bet on the game action as it happens. You can bet on player performances, halftime score, rushing yards, bet on who scores first, and so much more. It has easy deposits, great odds, outstanding customer service, and the app's fun and easy to use. It's intuitive, and there's so many fun things that you could do. Obviously, all day tomorrow, you should be betting on these games. You could do props, parlays, teasers, the whole thing, and of course, Monday night Philadelphia action. These games, when you're watching them anyway, it's just so much more fun to have a little action on it. You're invested in a way that you probably wouldn't be otherwise. So download the app right now, and here's the deal. New customers only, sign up right now, and you get a first free bet, a $50 sportsbook bet for a limited time with no deposit required. It is an amazing deal. Just download the app in the App Store or go to parkscasino.com/PA. The website has all the details. This is a limited time offer for new customers only. A free $50 sports bet with no deposit required.
Jim, James, Jimothy, Elia.
Well done. It's Go Birds Radio, presented by Parks Casino and Sportsbook. Moshe Kravitz with a throwback here. Love it.
All right, quick question for you.
Yes.
Rank these in the order most likely to happen, least likely to happen.
Okay.
Eagles beat the Cowboys.
Okay.
Phillies end their series with the Braves in first place in the National League East.
Okay.
Ben Simmons is on the roster night one, opening night. Wherever
Eagles
you call
beat
it.
The Cowboys most likely.
Okay.
Phillies second most
in
likely.
In that order.
Ben Simmons.
I think I'd agree. Well,
I could see flip the Phillies and Ben Simmons. I think the Eagles beating the Cowboys is easily the most likely. It's one game. It's one night. It's way like the Phillies have a, you know, they have to make up a game and a half with 8 games to play, which is certainly possible.
Well, I'm saying just end the Braves
or
series.
Whatever. Make up a game and a half with in the next 5 games then.
Yes.
With 3 of them against the Braves. It's certainly possible, but, you know, this Phillies team has not made me believe they're going to go into Atlanta and win 2 of 3 or 3 of 3, wherever it's going to be. Whereas, you know, if whether or not you think, and a lot of people seem to think Dallas is going to win this game, like, it's still a 3.5-point line,
which is
a half point over the standard 3 they get for being at home. So, like, Vegas is telling you, like, this is a pretty even matchup in their eyes. So, like, I think that's probably the most likely.
And it'll be interesting to see how the line moves, because it opened, I think it was 4.5 or 4.
I think 4. It was 4.
Right, so it's
mistaken.
Moved a little bit. And I don't know if the sharp money's in yet, because the game's on
usually
Monday.
Late,
but
yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see on Monday, late Sunday night, how this line moves. But, yeah, I mean, huge week for Philly sports.
215, yeah, right?
Yeah, like the from where we are now to a week from now, it could feel very different.
215-592-9494. Let's go to the Northeast and talk to our buddy Kenny. Hey, Ken.
Happy birthday, James.
Thanks, Kenny. Appreciate it, man.
Let me tell you, they start going faster every year.
That's what I hear, my friend. That's what I the number one thing that people said to me when I had a child, when I had my daughter, was they grow up so quick. And that was so true. Like, I feel like yesterday she was a baby, and now she's a little person
right.
who talks and all that stuff. So, Kenny, I'm very with you. It definitely
accelerates.
Yeah,
I mean, before you know it, you'll turn around and be 50, and your child will be 10 more years older. You know what I mean? And
they
just a teenager almost.
Literally. Yeah.
So. Let me just ask you. I have 2 serious questions to ask you.
Sure.
First of all, what's taking place Monday night? Hopefully, if we're lucky and nobody gets injured, it could take place in the, January again. And we could both be 8-8.
Yeah, in Philly, in Philly for that one.
I have to say, though, I think there's a better chance than I did at the beginning of the season that the Cowboys might be good. And we'll find out Monday night. Monday night's huge. But if the Cowboys win Monday night, you know, I think there's a chance we're talking about them as a double-digit win team.
Wow.
Okay, second question. Well, this is a question that I have, and then I have another question.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Everybody in the division is playing the same teams, and it's the first time I've ever seen that.
Well, like, not completely, because of the 17th game this season. So the Eagles play the Jets. Washington, I guess, plays
Buffalo.
Plays Buffalo. So, you know,
New England
there's the one
difference. Yeah, but what I'm saying, everybody's playing Tampa Bay and everybody's playing Kansas City.
Yeah,
Miami against Dallas, New England against.
You know what I mean? Is that going to be a precedent? I mean, you know, throughout the league?
Well, no, you always play so all 4 teams in the division always play the same AFC conference team. Like, they always play a division in the AFC. This year, the NFC East is playing the AFC West. So every team in the NFC East will play every team in the AFC West this year.
Oh, I mean, I didn't see that last year or the year before in anybody's schedule.
No, that's
you know?
The way it always works, that they generally will have one AFC conference.
I didn't take notice of that.
Yep.
Maybe it grabbed my attention just because they were both Super Bowl teams.
Yeah. Well, and it's also a shame because this year it looks like the AFC West may be the best division in the AFC, certainly in the early going. You know, only one loss in the division so far. The Chargers, the only one that's lost a game. So early on, it's looking like you'd probably rather have another AFC division.
So, I mean, you know, every in our division, if it goes the way to Dallas and Tampa Bay, everybody's going to wind up getting beat by Tampa Bay and probably Kansas City.
Hopefully, Kenny, except for us. That's the goal, right?
You know? But listen, let me just ask you something.
Sure.
When you're at these practices, are they hitting one-on-one first team against first team?
So in training camp, they did do starters versus starters, and there were portions where they hit. There were not a lot of live tackling portions in training camp overall. Now that it's the regular season, I don't think they do a ton of – I mean, they do some starters versus starters, but you also get scout teams look and stuff like that. But in training camp, yeah, they were doing first team versus first team.
Well, the reason I'm saying is because if you know, there's always injuries on every team during the week with practices.
Yeah, you know? See him, Kenny, and good call. Yeah, hey, look, I mean, obviously the Mailata injury during practice. I mean, even worse ones. I mean, like Gus Edwards tore his ACL in practice that day. I mean, you see all this type of stuff happen.
I mean,
you know, sometimes you'll just get those reports. Hey, this
although they, the Eagles actually, now that I'm thinking about it, they have not had a lot of guys hurt themselves during practice.
No.
I guess if you want to count Brandon Brooks last offseason, that wasn't practice. But
Ryan Kerrigan, you could say, hurt himself during practice.
Yeah, hurt his thumb.
Right, but I'm saying, like, you know, it was missed a portion of training camp, whatever.
Yeah.
The point being that, like, it happens, but but certainly not as often.
Well, and the thing with Mailata is, so it look he won't play Monday night. And
yeah,
then,
what's your prognosis?
So Nick Sirianni said today that he's not going to go on IR, which is a good sign for him because IR now is shorter. I mean, if they thought he was going to miss three games, they could have placed him on IR today. They would have had an
roster
extra roster
spot.
Yeah, so it seems like they don't think he will miss 3 weeks. Now, we'll see if that actually ends up happening, but that's their initial diagnosis. But I think that ultimately, look, you never want to see anybody get hurt. But the fact that he got rolled up on in practice and didn't suffer like a serious knee injury, I think they dodged a bullet on this one. Because yesterday at practice when he wasn't there, you know, the team says they're still evaluating. You hear it's a knee sprain. Like, those are not normally the start of good injury news,
right?
Right.
Yes.
Normally the news after that is, look, he's out multiple weeks or, you know, God forbid, season ending. So I do think you don't want to miss Jordan Mailata at all. He's had a great start to the year. But the fact it looks like it's only going to be a week or two or at the most three is good news for the Eagles.
Let's go to New York and talk to Billy. Hey, Billy.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. How you doing, man?
How you doing, man?
I'm
thanks
good,
for calling
thanks. Happy
again.
Birthday, James.
Thanks, Billy. I appreciate it, man. What's on your mind today?
The wide receiver position. I'm not. I don't want to say I'm worried about them, but I'm skeptical. I think that's really going to what's going to hold us back this year. Going forward. I mean, we saw it last week where none of the receivers were involved during the second half of last week's game. And I just feel that's just going to hurt us down the road. It's the inexperience between these young guys. That's the problem. I mean, they're young, which is good. You know, it's a good thing to have that these kids are all young. You know, you just don't have that, you know, veteran number one experienced go-to receiver.
Yeah, I mean,
which I think is just going to hurt us.
It's only a good thing if they're good too, though, right? I mean, like, yeah, they are young, but I think a lot of these guys still have a ton to prove. Now, you know, the receiver play is interesting because in week one, I think you would walk away and say that was a good showing from the receivers. Devontae Smith played well that week. Rager had a touchdown. Now, it wasn't, you know, a catch it down the field type touchdown. It was a bit of a gadget play, but he still scored. So in week one, they looked good. And then week two, you would have thought they'd have a good game. The 49ers secondary was very banged up. You know, they were missing their best corner. Their other corner was a rookie. They were starting Josh Norman. And so the fact that they didn't have a good game against the Niners, I think, was concerning. I think it's just going to be a bit up and down with these guys. Now, going into Dallas, again, you would think they'd be able to have a good game. Hurts should have time to pass back there if the line holds up. The Cowboys corners are okay. But, yeah, so we'll see what they can do on Monday night. But I agree with you. It's good they're young. It's just there's going to be a lot of growing pains.
Right, exactly. You just took the word out of my mouth. It's young. They're a young group, which is, like I said, it's a good problem to have. You just don't have that, you know, that Larry Fitzgerald of the past. You know, you don't have that Calvin Johnson of the past.
No.
But that's really the only thing that's keeping me skeptical down the road.
Billy, great call. And look, I get it. And, you know, I'm a big, you know, rookie wide receivers. It takes time, giving time, especially Devontae and all that stuff. But you would hope that I do think the Sirianni factor could help. You know, a former wide receiver coach works a lot with these guys. Maybe something that through the season can kind of continue to grow and continue to coach them up and all that. So it's a hopeful thing.
Now, I do think Quez Watkins has played well, right?
He had the long dynamic, man.
Yeah.
He's been dynamic.
I think he's looked good. I mean, Rager is just, you know, you talk about how frustrating that game probably, that loss is for the Eagles. If Rager's foot is, you know, a half an inch, you know, not as wide or whatever.
Or if he's able to have a little better position.
Exactly,
not
all
be
those things.
Out.
I mean, you're talking about two touchdowns in 2 weeks for Rager. So I think there have been positive signs, but, you know, the last caller is absolutely right. The receivers, I think, had 5 catches in the first quarter against the Niners, and then they had won the rest of the game. So, yeah, I mean, they came up small against the Niners.
Let's go to Denver and talk to our buddy Spencer. Hey, Spence.
Oh, hey, guys. How's it going? Thanks for having me on.
What's going on, man? Thanks for calling.
So, just a few points here. I can almost guarantee that we're going to destroy Dallas this week just with Nick Sirianni's personality, with his competitiveness. I don't think he slept. He's just game-studying for this film.
Beat Dallas, baby.
I will say, the day after press conference, he looked a little tired. Like, it looked like, to your point, I think it looks like he was probably – you know, not sleeping and looked like, I mean, look, he admitted this. He's been beating himself up this week over those play calls. So, yeah. I think the competitiveness in him this week probably has cost him a few hours of sleep.
Absolutely. And of course, you know, first year head coaches have, you know, their bumps and all that. And I get that. But I just feel like with his personality and with the whole beat Dallas week and the Philly vibe, I feel like he's ready for everything. So I feel incredibly confident that we're going to win this week. And then one more point here that I want to make, because I've been thinking about this for 3 weeks now because of you here, James, about Tom Brady against the jersey number changes.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I've my whole life played goalie for soccer, and, like, a penalty, the whole thing that you're supposed to do is make them not think about taking that shot. The whole jersey number changes is just making me think differently and getting them off the rhythm. So I've been thinking about that. If I was a defensive coordinator, I would have every player change their number.
Yeah.
Just to throw off.
It's a smart idea. Yeah. That's what, you know, I talked about. I thought it could be a market inefficiency in a way. And I thought that maybe for someone like Jalen Hurts.
Well, this is a great point you made.
Yeah. Jalen Hurts just played in college recently. And maybe it's a little less jarring for him than someone like Brady, someone who's been in the league a long time and is so used to this number being this thing.
It's like, you know, so used to it. He's used to that linebacker being 52, then suddenly it's three.
Yeah.
Anything to make his mind think about anything other than completing that.
Yeah. Especially in a split second where these decisions, this process, is happening in under a second. Like, if you can add a tenth of a second, two-tenths of a second to that stuff, like,
and
that matters.
There was a split second last week.
There
was a split second last week. I'm in the press box. I look down on the field. I think it was during a commercial. And I look, and I'm like, why is Jalen Hurts in a cornerback? And it was because Darius Slay had number two on.
It's like now, it's just a
he doesn't even wear
thing,
number two, but just looking down. So, yeah, I think it's great points by both of you.
Yeah, it is. And then just last point, Steve, the person who needs the biggest raise is Jeff Stoutland. I'm so upset that Jordan Mailata got hurt. I bought my Jordan Mailata jersey. Mm. I feel like he's going to be he's the next Jason Peters. I'm saying it here. I've had bad takes before.
So it's a similar, it's an interesting take, and athleticism, all that thing you can point at, and great calls always, brother. Thanks again. Thanks for calling us. Calls
thanks,
again.
Look, Stoutland is a coach that, you know, I don't know if they'd add him into the Eagles Hall of Fame or whatever, but like, he's been that good, right? But this is
the Mailata thing alone, like that, what he did with Mailata alone is a true masterpiece for someone in that role.
What's interesting about Stoutland, though, and this is a good week to bring this up, is yes, he deserves a ton of credit for Jordan Mailata, right? Like, signature type of coaching moment to take him, you know, the front office finds him, he scouts him, they draft him, they all those things. But I also think it's kind of interesting, this is how we kind of parse blame, right? So Jeff Stoutland, ton of credit for Jordan Mailata. Andre Dillard, everyone thinks they're going to lose because he's starting this week. Like, Stoutland's been coaching Dillard.
That's a good point.
You know, I mean, like, it's not like Stoutland's only coaching Mailata and how he's coaching Dillard. So I think it's just a good example of how when it comes to drafting players, it really is organizational. And, you know, again, credit for Mailata, but if we're going to kill Howie for Dillard, I think Stoutland deserves some of that blame as well.
I mean, it's a fair thing. You can't give credit for it. Same thing with Howie and the Mailata pick, and even though Stoutland was involved in that and all that. Yeah, no, I definitely think that's fair. 215-592-9494, the perfect caller. When the Eagles are playing the Cowboys in a big game, you think I hate Dallas, Elliot. With my Dallas sucks mantra that I say every second I can say, because it's the best phrase on the planet other than go birds. There is no one in this city, at least that I know of, that hates the Dallas Cowboys more than my man Tone in the barbershop. Tone!
Happy birthday, my man.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. How are you, sir?
I hate Dallas.
I know.
I hate everything about Dallas. I hate the star. I hate that spaceship they play in. I hate the face that sits up in the box and says, clean my glasses. I hate all of it.
I know.
And what's going to happen Monday, the Eagles will win this game.
Mm.
It won't be pretty. It'll be ugly. And even though Dak is all world, throwing the ball all over the place and all that kind of stuff, I understand that. But, you know, you made a point, you know, about Nick beating himself up and not getting sleep and stuff like that. That's going to happen with a rookie head coach.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my only fear and hope is that, as he says, I'm going to put it behind me and move on. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you put it behind you and move on. Get the middle of the field involved. Utilize all of your resources you have on offense. Don't just rely on the deep outs on the outside. You know what Hurts is going to give you. He's already shown you that. Give me some more options coming across the field, because that's where the game is going to be won, right there. And as far as what the Cowboys do, they got some issues over there too, especially with the injuries that they have.
Yeah, they do. Yep.
And so take advantage of that. You know, go 13 personnel. You're going to have to, you know, with Dillard.
Yeah, look, I think the fact Ertz is going to be able to play, I think you will see probably more 12 personnel than they would have run otherwise. Perhaps Jack Stoll is out there quite a bit. He's a better blocking tight end probably than Ertz at this point. But, yeah, I agree that, look, the formations and what type of personnel they use can be very interesting, because had Ertz not played, I think you would have seen a ton of 11 personnel. You would have gotten Quez out on the field more. But because Ertz is available, you almost naturally go to more 12 because you want to get him out on the field. So it's an interesting decision for Sirianni to make.
Well, you know, the thing is, you know, with everyone saying, well, even with Nick, you know, I mean, I haven't opened up my whole playbook and stuff like that. Maybe he feels a little bit more comfortable in doing that. Not so much going with the deep ball,
yeah,
but everything else. Utilize everything that you have. I think Gainwell is going to be a big part of this game.
Yeah,
this,
I think the running backs are going to be very involved in the passing game this week.
Absolutely. And when you run,
well, especially
it down
with Micah
road,
Parsons at defensive end, you know, you, yep, get him out of that linebacker spot, you're going to try and take advantage of that, you know, having that guy not, yep, running around being a terrible.
And I think that's better for the Eagles. I mean, Parsons, we'll see as a defensive end how he is, but I'd rather know where he's at and just put Lane Johnson on him, yeah, as opposed to, now we'll see if they
him
move him
flying
around. As opposed to him kind of, yeah, being more of a freelancer and being out there being able to make plays.
Absolutely. You know, you can't have a stray hand over there that's going to run at Peters and run around him all day long. You, mm-hmm, can't have that. So changing up your formations, changing up your personnel, okay? And when they look at the Eagles and their personnel on the field, you got to make them think.
Yeah.
You know, exactly what's going on. They can't be predictable. You know, they're like, oh, yeah, well, you know, I forget the big back they got on special teams. I mean, on the practice squad or whatever.
Oh, Jordan Howard.
Yeah, you know, I mean, everybody knows what's going to happen when you bring him in the game.
Mm-hmm.
But I say if you do bring him in the game, mix it up. Don't be predictable.
Yeah. No, Tone, that's a great point.
Well, and they've struggled in short yardage, yeah, situations. So it'll be interesting to see if they do bring him up this week.
Tone, always, absolutely, a pleasure, my friend.
Hey, look, man, you know, you guys, especially you, Jimmy, and during the week, I guess the popularity is going through the ceiling because it's almost impossible to get through. That tells me that you guys are doing a great job. So
appreciate
keep doing
it,
what you're doing. Elliot.
I just am happy you call, man. I hear when you call on other shows, and it's always a blast to talk to you. So I appreciate it.
All right, man. Have a good, yep, one, man. Have,
thanks,
a happy,
Tone,
birthday, Jimmy.
It means a lot, man. I really appreciate it. Tone from the Barber Chop, a legend.
Absolutely.
It's, yeah, awesome. We got some great callers on the line coming up next, too. So many people I want to talk to. Maybe a feller.
Ooh,
we,
yeah,
all know on the line as well. We're going to get to that coming up next. But, of course, it is time. It's what we've all been waiting for.
Always.
It's time for Elliot's Player to Watch Monday night, brought to you by your local Tri-State Toyota dealers, proud partner of the Philadelphia Eagles. Toyota, let's go places. Let's go Eagles. Elliot, who is your player to watch for Monday night?
It's Andre Dillard. I mean, the fact that he's going to be out there, it's a huge moment for him, and we talked about it a little bit, but I'll be really interested to see how he plays. When he went out there at left tackle as a rookie, I didn't think he was terrible on the left side. He really struggled on the right side. But I think his struggles on the right side and then being injured last year has kind of overblown how bad he was as a rookie. I didn't think he was that bad. And I think blocking for Jalen Hurts will make him look like a better pass blocker because Jalen's better at getting rid of the ball. He's smarter in the pocket than the other quarterbacks he's blocked for. But the other thing I think is important to consider going into this game is where Andre Dillard struggles as a pass blocker is with big defensive ends. Andre Dillard struggles with bull rushes. He's not super strong. They talked a lot about how he put weight on. You didn't muscle on this offseason. You didn't really see the implications of that, I thought, in training camp. But where he is good is he's quick. He's quick for a tackle. And the Dallas defensive line and their defensive ends are small. They're undersized guys. Randy Gregory, quick but undersized. Micah Parsons is a linebacker playing the position. So we'll see how Dillard plays. But I think the fact that he's going to be going up against undersized defensive ends increases his chances of ending Monday night with a good game. And if he ends it with a good game, the Eagles are in an interesting spot because do you trade him? Do you capitalize on the trade value? Or do you hold on to him? Because, look, my lot has been hurt quite a bit. So it's a big game on the field for Dillard, and then the implications of it off as well are huge.
It's a perfect choice. Yeah, that was the correct
Thank
choice
you.
For the player to watch, brought to you by your local Tri-State Toyota dealers. All right, coming up next, we will get to your calls. Get on the line now, 215-592-9494. Eagles, Cowboys, where do you stand on this huge Monday night game? It's Elliot. It's James Goldberg's Radio. We're coming right back. There it is. It's good work by you, Mosh.
Another classic.
Usually heard in a different context on this station.
It felt appropriate for your birthday.
It is a celebration song.
Did Joe Lewis beat the hammer for your birthday yesterday?
No, sadly.
That was really mean of him. He should have thrown it.
I told him he should have, and he just said sorry.
I root for Joe to win.
Oh, stop.
Like, I think it's pretty crazy that he's like 160 and something. Now, I understand when people call, like, you know, they're nervous. Like, so I'm not saying it's, you know, I just think it's incredibly impressive.
Oh, my God.
It is
impressive.
160 and what, like 20 or
you
something?
You know what's in
I'd rather see the rare feat of him losing, though.
You know what's a lot?
I just enjoy greatness. Like, yeah. I enjoy when I've seen, I like super teams.
It's a lot more impressive coming up with the thousands of questions that I've come up with over these years. Thank you.
That is a good point.
True
you do
hero.
The majority of the work.
The true hero of Beat the Hammer.
Literally no other host produces Beat the Hammer. It does not happen when
it's
James
not
is
It's not allowed.
Out.
It's not allowed.
It's hard. I mean, there's been times where he's told me the topic or whatever, and he's like, can you think of a question? I'm like, No.
And then think about, like, when, like, again, Eagles Cowboys on Friday. And by the way, this is Go Birds Radio presented by Parks, Casino, and Sportsbook.
There it is.
So we've been doing it for 5 years. Like, I've asked a lot of Eagles Cowboys questions, and I have all my questions, and I never double up. So I have to, like, go
You've
back.
Never doubled up.
Well, not that I know of, at least. Wow. Like, I have all my questions I've ever asked. I have them all saved. So I go back and I check, and I'm like, all right, did I ask this question? Did I ask this one? Let me tell you, after 5 years, it's a lot of work.
I'm
not
sure.
Not going to lie.
Yes.
Not going to lie. So.
Yes. Well, and it's tough because you have to pick one that's tough,
but not too impossible tough. Especially
yes.
in a time limit. It's a real window of questions that will work. So
absolutely.
Good times. 215-592-9494. Let's continue to try and get to as many callers as we can. Heading into a massive Eagles-Cowboys game on Monday night, where do you stand on this game? Are you nervous? Are you positive? We had one caller say a lock win. We've had a couple callers say they're not expecting a win. Let's see where everyone's at, and let's talk to our guy in Tennessee, the feller himself. Justin, how you doing, buddy?
Happy birthday to my brother from another mother. There is none like this feller ever. How you doing today, boys?
Well, Justin, also happy birthday to you just a couple days ago.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm about 4 years ahead of you.
We're birthday buddies, just 2 days apart. It's a beautiful day.
Yes, sir. Elliot actually took my point that I was going to put out there.
Sorry about that.
Great minds,
no,
man.
No, it's fine. Yeah. It's totally fine because, I mean, that was the route I was going to take. So I'm going to change that. And we talk birds every day, not just Saturday. We talk birds every day. So today I'm going to tell everyone just what a great guy James Seltzer is. He is the nicest person. I have never had the pleasure of meeting personally, but it's happening soon. I'm coming to Philadelphia within the next year or so.
I can't wait.
We're all going to get together, and I'm going to get one of them world-famous James Seltzer hugs everybody talks about because James is the best hugger. I've heard this for years now because, as we told last week, I came to WIP through Bleeding Green Nation Radio, BGN Radio, and followed these guys. And I'm telling you, James is the nicest guy I have never had the pleasure to personally meet.
You're right.
I mean, you can tell he's just a nice guy. You can feel his smile when he talks because it's like he's smiling when he talks. You know, it's like
as someone that watches him do radio, I can back that up, Justin. He's smiling right now.
I'm smiling and blushing right now.
You can tell. And James, I love you to death, man. I know love is a word that's thrown around loosely, but let me tell you boys something. When I say it, I mean it. And when I tell you boys, I love you, fellas, I mean it because I don't throw it around loosely.
Well, that's why you're a Go Birds caller.
And we love you too, man. Seriously.
Well, I'm going to get out of here because I know y'all got a full bank of callers.
Well, give us a prediction. Give us a prediction.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. Yeah, totally. Eagles win.
Yes. Okay.
I'm going to say 31-24. And tonight, the Vols will shock the world and beat Florida just for the second time in 16 years.
Well, look, since everyone wants the Eagles to beat the Cowboys for James, I think everyone in the Go Birds community will now be rooting for Tennessee to beat Florida.
Yes, sir. So let's hear us say, Go Vols, Dallas sucks, Go Birds. Love you, boys. Man,
I'm going to
get off and keep listening.
Thanks, buddy. They're too kind. I'm, like, actually blushing right
now. You are. Now, real quick to what he said, 31, what do you say, 24?
31-24.
I really do think, and again, it depends on what your expectations for the team are, but if the offense can bounce back from last week, that would be a moral victory. Like, and again, because of the schedule coming up, they need more than a moral victory. Like, they need a win. They need a win in the win column. But a lot of what this season is about ultimately is Sirianni a good coach and is Jalen Hurts a good quarterback? That's really what this is about. So I know Dallas' defense isn't great, but if we're going to say that they could potentially lose because of the stage, then they deserve credit if they go on that stage and play really well. It should mean more than it does in other weeks. So, if you know, a lot of these scores of people picking them to win, you know, 29 points, 31 points, even someone actually had them 29 points in a loss. Like, if the offense can go in and play really well tomorrow night, and again, they need the real win, but if they can get a moral victory out of it, that's also huge for Sirianni.
Let's keep the train of my pals calling in. Let's go to Coatesville and talk to my buddy Chavis. Chavis, how are you?
Hey, buddy. Hey, listen. You know, I'm not going to talk about the Eagles and the Cowboys. I just wanted to call and wish you a happy birthday,
man.
You know you my brother.
Love you, Chavis. Thank you.
Go back a long way and make sure you give Zoe a kiss for me.
I will.
I hope you have a blessed day, man. I hope you have a great day. I hope you might get a little bit, too, you know. have a good one, brother. Happy birthday,
Chavis,
too.
Chavis, thank you so much for calling, man. I love you, brother.
Very nice. Thank you.
Awesome. Look at that. Just waiting on the line to just say happy birthday.
I mean, look, it's a celebration today.
Honestly, I will say I'm incredibly humbled by
I knew this
out
was
there.
Coming.
Like it's really nice.
It is.
And it does mean a lot. And as someone who's turning 40 today.
In case you didn't hear,
yes,
it is his birthday.
And 40 is one of those ages where, yeah, you know, I'm like, I'm happy I'm alive, obviously, but it's also like,
it's a positive.
I'm bleeping 40, so I definitely have a lot of that going where I'm like, wow, I'm 40. So to get all this love and to feel this, you're all making my day. So
well,
I
it's like,
throw that out there.
Very nice of you. It's like I said on the pod, when I was younger, when I turned 25, I'd be like, okay, now I'm old. And then I was like, when I'm 30, then I'll feel old. And now I'm 33. And I really do think when I turn 40, I'll be like, I mean 50, 55, you know?
Just keep moving. Because
you feel the
for.
Same. I mean, I guess.
I definitely do feel the same.
Right.
So I got that going for
you. You got a few more years till you're old.
There we go. Let's go to South Carolina and talk to our buddy Rick. Rick, great to hear from you, my friend.
Go Birds, Dallas Sucks, and a podcast listener wishing happy birthday to James Seltzer.
The trifecta. You're the best, man. Thank you. Go Birds, Dallas
and,
Sucks.
And James, I'm sure your mom, Mrs. Seltzer, is very proud of you.
Oh, thanks. She's listening right now, so I love you, Mom. Thanks for – I wouldn't be here without you, literally.
Little trivia. Today is also the birthday of Philadelphia's own Will Smith.
Many others.
Yeah. Also,
actually,
Donald Glover.
It is a massive birthday day. Like
lots
Barbara
of goats.
Walters, Michael Douglas, Catherine Zeta-Jones' birthday. There's Shel Silverstein's birthday. There's a ton. It's a good day.
So I got a prediction for James and a question for Elliot. So first for James, the prediction. You know, Dallas has injuries too. There's DeMarcus Lawrence. There's a linebacker. Yeah.
Michael Gallup.
Keanu
Neal is a linebacker that's out because of COVID, but then Michael Gallup's also out.
Right. And, you know, their secondary has issues. They weren't able to address it in the draft like they wanted to. So with all that being said, you know, I think that, you know, Ertz is playing. I think that Goddard and Stoll help with chipping and blocking. And I look for Jalen Hurts, arms and legs, to deliver a birthday win for James Seltzer.
Oh,
well, he had 300 and I think he had like 342 yards last year when they played the Cowboys. So he did have success when they were down there. Now, a lot of that was early on, right? I mean, he had the big throw to Deshaun. But, you know, the other part of this, real quick to your point about talking about the Dallas secondary problems. I mean, Devontae Smith, you would assume, I guess, Trevon Diggs will probably be on him. And it's one of the situations where they both know each other. But, you know, I would think in a league where the offense, the rules are built for the offense, I think Devontae has more of an advantage knowing Trevon Diggs than Diggs does on Smith.
Right. And you can look for, I think, either Rager or Quez or both to light up the secondary. But anyway, the question for you, Elliot, you know, I was thinking about the San Francisco loss. I think a lot of it had to do with the play calling that has been discussed near the goal line. And I expect that to be better. But what it reminded me of during some of your training camp reports, I remember you had reported that the offense was, you know, having issues in the red zone. And I don't remember a whole lot of details, and you can just, you know, give me some feedback.
It's a good point, and I probably should have thought of it since it was my point I made during the thing.
Yeah.
But you're right. I mean, I remember in training camp the first day they did red zone, and Jalen was bad in the red zone. I think he was something like 5 of 12 with one touchdown and one interception or something like that. I mean, he really struggled early on. Now, he did get better as they went on, but what I noticed in the red zone this year compared to last year was last year when Doug was the head coach and he was a rookie, he was running it all the time in the red zone in training camp. Now, in training camp, that's not ideally what you want. You want him to throw the ball. I mean, they can't even tackle him. You want him to get those reps.
Right.
But you could really see in last year's training camp what a weapon he was running the ball in the red zone. This year he didn't do it as much. I think that's probably why they struggled to a certain extent. And then to your ultimate point about last week, I mean, they ran, you know, I think 7 plays inside the 6, and he only really rolled out, if I'm not mistaken, one time. Like, that's – I really think it's not taking advantage of – he can throw the ball. He's an excellent passer, in my opinion. But his real thing that can separate him is what he can do with his legs, and I didn't think Sirianni took advantage of that.
Rick, right. Always a pleasure, my friend. Thanks for calling in, my friend.
Have a great weekend. Happy birthday. Right.
Thanks, Rick. Let's squeeze one more in before the break. Let's go to Illinois and talk to Alex. Hey, Alex.
Hey, can you guys hear me?
What's going on?
How you doing, Alex?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I'm a pod listener and a first-time caller here from Illinois.
Awesome, dude. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for listening. Thanks for calling.
Hey, thank you. Hey, first off, happy birthday, James.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Second off, Dallas sucks.
Dallas sucks. Well said.
I wanted to talk briefly. I know we kind of hit on Jordan Mailata and how Dillard's filling in.
Yeah.
Is this something where they can line up Micah Parsons across from Dillard, or is he going to be elsewhere on the line?
Well, I mean, look, he's normally a linebacker, so I don't know if there's a side that he prefers. If I'm Dallas, I'm definitely lining him up across from Dillard, right? I mean, Lane Johnson, you look at some of the numbers, has arguably been the best right tackle in the NFL so far this season. He's been excellent. So ideally, you don't want that. Now, how comfortable is he moving around from side to side? I don't know, because he's not a traditional defensive end. But, yeah, I would think the Cowboys are going to try to get that matchup.
Yeah, and that's what I was thinking. I know that he's just starting to kind of do the defensive end stuff, but
yeah.
It seems like his strengths would play very much against Dillard's weaknesses.
Well, so I actually disagree with that, because now Parsons is big. He's not a small guy, but he's small for a defensive end. I mean, what's he weigh? I have to look it up, but he's definitely undersized
for
a defensive end. And Dillard's issue has so far in his career, at least in the limited snaps he's had, has been strength. He's not super strong. He struggles with bull rush, but he is fast. So if Parsons' biggest strength, in my opinion, is going to be the speed and, you know, being kind of a quick defensive end, I think that actually matches up well with Dillard. Now, he still has to go out there and do it, right? Like, you can't just say he's able to do it. He's going to go out there and prove it. But I do think Parsons' strengths line up with Dillard's strengths.
Okay. And then the second thing, what's the kind of the deal with Boston Scott? Has he taken a single snap yet?
Alex, that's a great question. We're up against the break. Coming up next, Elliot's going to answer that question for us, because he has not taken an offensive snap yet. He's only been in on special teams. So it's going to be – I want to see what Elliot thinks about that. Great point. Mm-hmm. Alex, thanks for calling in, man. Thanks for listening.
Hey, thanks,
really
guys. Have a good one.
You too, man. 215-592-9494. We'll get to that coming up next. Plus, more calls. I'll get to as many as I can, including a caller who's made some people angry. As of late, there's some people mad.
We got a lot of legends on the board.
At a particular
right now.
Mad. Oh, my goodness. Look who popped on the board.
I just saw.
We will get to as many as we can. Everyone calling in, you're making my birthday. So you all rule. Thank you so much. We'll get to everyone as much as we can next segment. It's Elliot and James. Let me remind you one more time that nothing is like the home teams. There's nothing like the Birds, pro football and college football. And we go with the home team for sports betting at the Parks Casino Sportsbook app. They're based right here in Pennsylvania. The Parks Sportsbook app is the home team. It's the only sportsbook app that we here at Go Birds recommend. Gridiron action is back. The Parks Casino Sportsbook app gives you the home field advantage. So many different ways to bet. Live in-game play-by-play betting lets you bet on game action as it happens. You can bet on player performances, halftime scores, rushing yards, bet on who scores first, and so much more. It has easy deposits, great odds, outstanding customer service, and just basically, when you have some action on these games, we're going to be watching them anyway. We're going to be watching football all day tomorrow when you have action on the games. It just makes those games just a little bit more fun. And here's the deal for new customers only. If you sign up right now, you get a free $50 sportsbook bet for a limited time with no deposit required. It's an incredible deal. Just download the app in the App Store or go to parkcasino.com/PA. The website has all the details. This is a limited time offer for new customers only. A free $50 sports bet, no deposit required.
Mr. President, Marilyn Monroe.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Expecting this one. Kind of sounds like Tom.
Happy birthday, Mr. President.
Ooh.
Happy birthday to you.
Classic.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
Ah, it's me.
Mr. James Lazar.
Thank you. President of the United States. Wow.
The birthday present.
I thought that was supposed to be Joe DiCamera's thing, not mine.
Oh, but, true.
You know, I'll take it. 215-592-9494, everyone. far too kind with the birthday wishes today. I really, really appreciate it. Let's try and squeeze as many calls in as we get out, as we can before we get out of here. It's Go Birds Radio, and I see a name on here who's never called our show before. You've heard of him. One of the great Eagles fans out there, my buddy, my man, E-Rock. How you been, buddy?
Hey, first time, long time,
yeah,
guys.
Buddy.
I know. It's been too long.
Very cool to see your name up there, man. How you been?
Absolutely. Hey, listen, I want to start this off by saying three things in no particular order of importance, okay?
All right.
Number one, go Birds.
Yes.
Number two, Dallas sucks.
Yes.
And number three, happy birthday, James Seltzer, you old sailor, you motorboating son of a gun. Happy birthday, my
Thanks,
man.
Thanks, man. It's great to hear your voice, man. It's been too long since we've caught up, man. It's really awesome. Thank you for calling in today. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. And hey, listen, when I say first time, long time, that's the God's honest truth, long time listener of the podcast.
Appreciate it.
So I'm going to do what sports talk radio callers kind of do is I'm going to ask you a question, hang up and listen.
All right. I like it.
See,
I'll hang up and listen.
You're already a veteran. I love it.
You're getting all the sayings out.
Yeah. So now that 2 weeks have gone by, because I remember listening to the pod and you guys were making your NFC East predictions. Now that 2 weeks have gone by, if I remember correctly, James Seltzer said the Washington was going to win the division, right?
He did. He did say that.
Yeah, hand up.
So now that 2 weeks have gone by, I'm going to hang up and listen, but would you revisit your NFC East rankings by the end of the season? Happy birthday, James. I'm out.
Thanks for calling.
Good to hear from you.
That was really cool. I love E-Rock. He is an awesome guy.
Yes.
Yes, I have. It's a great question.
How did you have him before? I think you had Washington.
I had Washington, Dallas Eagles, Giants. If I were re-ranking right now, and again, I think that they are going to go in on Monday night and win this game.
Yeah.
I still, like, if I'm saying I have to be honest in terms of, like, who has the best shot, I think Dallas would be number one. The reason I had Dallas lower is I did not expect Dak Prescott to look as ready to roll this season.
Me either.
I thought he'd be rusty. I thought whatever. He's clearly the best quarterback in this division, bar none,
yes.
right now.
Yep.
So I have to put them there because of that. But I think I'd have the Eagles number two now. It's certainly Eagles and Washington. I think the Giants are the clear bottom.
Yep.
I know they played Washington tough and all that, but I think I might have the Eagles above Washington. It's Dallas, Eagles, and the Washington, and I wouldn't be shocked if any of them found a way to win this division, but I've certainly revised my rankings. Either.
So I would be surprised if Washington won the division.
I'd be more surprised with Washington than obviously
the other two. So I think, 2 weeks in, and I'm sticking by my prediction of the Eagles, but we're just kind of talking about current power rankings. I think 2 weeks in, Dallas is number one. And then I think there's, not a huge gap, but I think there's a noticeable kind of, difference between them and the Eagles. I think the Eagles are number two. But I think the Eagles are better than Washington and the Giants. The Giants are a dumpster fire. They might win like four games all year. Washington, we'll see about Taylor Heinicke, how he can do. But I think you're already seeing what their issue is. Their quarterback situation is unstable. So
I don't think their defense is quite as good as I thought it was. Certainly
no.
In the back end, too.
So coming in, I had Dallas second, Eagles first. I guess I'd probably swap them right now and then keep Washington three, Giants four.
All right. On the line, making people mad. And more often lately have I gotten calls like, why do you let this guy on the air?
Yeah, he's making a name for himself.
And I'm going to tell you why, because I actually like him. I'm a fan of him. I think he's a good dude. But let's see if today, on my birthday, if he cannot make me mad. Let's find out. Mad Mike and KOP. Hey, buddy.
Hey, first of all, I got to say, I love your intros. I feel very special that you give me the kind of intros you give me. So I want to say happy birthday.
Thanks,
you are no doubt the friendliest guy on the radio ever.
Thanks, man.
And I really enjoy listening to you, and I love Go Birds. So I wanted to call in and say happy birthday. And as your birthday gift, here is the Happy Mike positive.
Ooh,
a rarity.
Yeah. Eagles win 69-0 on Monday.
nice.
Coach Sirianni is going to be a Hall of Fame coach.
This is great.
Devontae Smith, how many touchdowns? Five?
Devontae has... he sets the NFL record for touchdowns in a game.
Nice.
On his way to a Hall of Fame career. And Jalen Hurts is a Hall of Fame quarterback, and we keep him for the rest of his career.
Mike, this is your best call ever.
Happy birthday.
My man. Good to hear from you,
Mike. You rule, dude. Seriously. Thank you.
Have a good one.
Happy Mike from
KOP. Look at that. Mad Mike for all the haters out there. Mad Mike called it for my birthday, and whether or not he was serious.
I was going to say, he could have, been a little more serious.
Yeah, but I appreciate it. You know, that was,
He's a good guy.
That could not have been easy for him.
I know. I'm a Mad Mike defender. I will defend that guy. Yes. I like Mad Mike. 215-592-9494. Let's continue to squeeze as many as we can. Jeremy in South Jersey. Jer, how you been, buddy?
What's up, Jimmy James?
How you been, man?
Oh, not too bad, brother. Happy birthday, man.
Thanks, man. Thanks. Good to hear your voice on a Saturday, man.
Well, yeah, I know. I listen to you guys all the time, and usually I get irritated by Elliot.
So. Well, I appreciate you fighting through and calling anyway for James.
Yeah. Yo, Jimmy, I didn't realize you 40, bro. You still,
I know.
Like,
I know.
You got a voice like Billy Joe, dude. That eternal youthful voice.
Thanks, man. Yeah, I got like, 40.
It's forking awesome, man.
Thanks,
like,
man.
What are you, 81?
20,
1981. No, I was born in 81. Yes. But,
wow.
Yeah. Well, I'm 82, so
oh,
I'm.
Boom.
That's like almost the 70s. It's getting close, man.
Yeah, you're almost.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah. Well,
Jared,
yeah, nice.
Guess what?
What's up?
The Cowboys are going to get their butt stomped this week,
tell
bro.
Him, baby. Tell them. I love it.
They're going to get mollywopped, and I'll tell you what's going to happen. It's going to be simple. Jalen Hurts is going to pit Devontae Smith for at least 3 40-yard touchdowns.
Wow. That would certainly be impressive.
That would be something.
120 yards, 3 touchdowns for Devontae. That would be quite the Monday Night Football introduction.
Thanks for calling in, man. I really appreciate your
Have a good day, brother.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
My man.
Stay strong, man.
Right. I will. See talk you, to you soon. So here's what I think real quick, and I know you're the driver of this show. But we have so many great people on the board. We want to talk to all of them. So you should get to, you know, try to get to them.
Well, you want
to
get through all of them?
Yeah, exactly.
Like a quick, rapid fire type. Well, I want to. Okay, let's rapid fire. All right, you're saying like a happy birthday.
Well, let's
thing?
Get yes. I think we should turn to happy birthday.
All right, well, let's start. I got to get my guy up here. Tommy in Vancouver's on the line. Tommy.
Happy birthday, Jay!
There it is.
Thanks, buddy. I appreciate you calling in, man. Tommy, much love, brother. Thank you.
Much love to you, too. And, Rod, if you're listening, know that James Seltzer single-handedly has probably raised the rate of heavy-duty, heavy-hitter callers into the station by at least 10%.
I love it. Tommy, you're the best, man. Thanks for calling in. Let's look at that. Shouting out the new PD there.
Oh, yeah, good point.
let's fly through here. Anthony in Hartford. Hey, Ant.
Yo, what's up, Seltzer? Happy birthday,
thanks,
my man.
Thanks, man. I really appreciate it, man. Thanks for calling.
Hey, I just wanted to check in because you guys
are
moved to
Hartford.
Oh, it's
Anthony and Dorenzo. Hey, buddy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know it was you, man. How are things?
No, yeah, it's great. It's
a
good
Odyssey
up here, but,
employee here, one of our coworkers.
Oh, snap. I just realized that.
And great to hear from you, man. You're doing good up there?
No, yeah, it's good. You guys have been my lifeline for the birds, and I just wanted to reach out. You guys always have the best Eagles content, so
thanks.
Wanted to reach out to
you.
A call.
I really appreciate it, man. Keep crushing it up there, and keep hitting me up and let me know how you're doing, all right?
Yeah, for sure. I'll
all
talk
right.
to you guys soon.
See you, Ant. Let's go to Glenn in Wisconsin. Glenn, how you been?
Hey, James. Happy birthday, man.
Thanks, man. I really appreciate it.
Hope you guys are doing well. Enjoy you guys' content. Wish I could have talked more, but Dallas, I would say Dallas sucks for you right now. And I hope the Eagles go out there and win it, even though I'm not feeling great since my lot is hurt. Not a huge
well, call next week, Glenn. I'll get you right up, man. Call next week.
Okay,
right?
man. Happy birthday. Hope you have a good weekend. Dallas sucks.
Thanks, man. Dallas sucks. Joe in Harleysville.
Hey.
Hey.
What's going on,
yes,
Joe?
Happy birthday, James.
Thanks, man.
You guys have a tremendous show. I just
appreciate
want to say
it.
I've hated Dallas since 1964 when Norm Snead was the quarterback. And that is the number one most reviled team in the country.
I am so with you, Joe. Thanks for the call. My buddy Enzo in Westchester. What up, Zo?
Yo, James. Happy birthday, brother.
Thanks, man.
I hope the powers that be – listen, I hope the powers that be in Odyssey are taking care of the best guy in radio for Odyssey, for WIT, that is, in the afternoon midday show. I love it. I love it.
Enzo, thanks for calling in, brother. I appreciate you.
Yeah,
man.
Brother.
I'll talk to you next week. Joe, this is the weirdest thing ever, by the way, just being like, wish me happy
I
birthday.
Mean, what a way to spend your birthday.
Words, this is great. Joe in Audubon. What up, Joe?
Hey, happy birthday, James.
Thanks, man. I really appreciate it. This is
hey,
cool.
I'm thinking the Eagles are going to win the Dallas with something to prove. We got everyone in Dallas in Super Bowl week, so they're going to have something to prove.
I love it. Joe, thanks for calling in and wish me happy birthday. I really appreciate it. One more. Ruben in Philly. What up, Ruben?
What's going on, Jay? Happy birthday, man.
Thanks, man. I really appreciate it, man.
Man, listen, man. We're going to take care of the Cowboys. 29. 27.
That's the way to end the show, Ruben.
Second drive, man. But listen, real quick, man. I've been trying to call for a lot now because I want to get on John Ritchie. But I guess I got to wait for that.
Call on Monday. Yeah, call Monday. I'll get you up,
Ruben. It's hard to get through, man. But tell John Ritchie, stop underestimating the Eagles, man. Stop that.
I love it, Ruben. Thanks for calling in, brother. What a cool thing. And thank you for suggesting that. That would have been...
Well, well-deserved. Look, people said a lot of nice things about you today. They're all true. So we're very very lucky to have you on the show, and obviously you can tell from the callers. You're very appreciated by everybody.
I will say I'm humbled by everyone. Everyone who called in today, you are my heroes.
Yes.
I, like, appreciate you in a way you can't even understand. Like, literally, we would not be here doing this without you.
So. Should we do predictions?
Yeah, let's do predictions.
All right, you want to go first? I'll go first, actually. You should
have. Yeah.
I
mean, we're not going to end with you predicting the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, so when we did this earlier in the week, I said I thought it could be ugly. And I think that, you know, throughout the week, I've looked at it more and, like, the line plays, the advantage, and all that stuff. But I just can't get out of my head how that offense struggled against San Francisco. It's a big spot. I think the defense is a bit due for a clunker, but I'm more concerned about the offense. So I'm going to go Dallas 27, Eagles 17.
All right. So there's only one way. Yeah. There's only one way I could end this show with one score prediction that will end this right. Do I think it'll be a close game? Maybe. But my prediction, the Philadelphia Eagles 40, the Dallas Cowboys 0.
Well, there we go. Perfect. If they get 40, if they beat the Cowboys and score 40 points,
40-0.
They're going to the Super Bowl. Yeah. Like, that is like, you know, that is a sign.
Thank you again. Everyone who called in to wish me happy birthday, I'm humbled. I can't even tell you how appreciative I am to all of you. You are all amazing. And thank you to Moshe Kravitz, doing an amazing job behind the glass. Awesome to have him in here.
Thank you, James. I would not be the producer I am today without you.
My God.
Happy birthday,
thanks,
my friend.
Thanks, buddy. Way too much love this show. It's a beautiful thing, though. Coming up next, I will still be here. We'll talk a little Phillies baseball. Leading off is coming up next. Again, thank you to everyone who called, listened, got involved, and thank you for listening to another edition of Go Birds Radio right here on 94 WIP.